The Chinese embassy in Britain has hit back at comments by British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab over the so-called human rights abuses against the Uyghurs. An embassy spokesperson said that in recent years, Xinjiang's counterterrorism and de-radicalization efforts have contained a trend of frequent violent and terrorist activities and protected local people of all ethnic groups from terrorism and extremism. The spokesperson added that if the UK takes sanctions against Chinese institutions or personnel in disregard of facts, China will respond and the UK will bear all the consequences arising therefrom. Southwest China's Chongqing municipality has issued an action plan to bolster nighttime economy and consumption in the following 5 years. The plan covers six aspects such as creating diversified sites where people can spend their nights, developing nighttime consumption brands, promoting the innovation and upgrading of the nighttime economy, and improving related supporting facilities. By 2025, Chongqing is expected to build a core zone and 10 high-quality demonstration areas for the nighttime economy across the city. Data show that about 60% of Chongqing's urban consumption occurred at night in recent years. Many cities across China have also rolled out plans to stimulate the nighttime economy. The nightlife boom came as more Chinese citizens increased their spending on leisure. Leaders of the European Union have reached a landmark deal after 4 days of intensive negotiations over a budget for the next 7 years and a massive recovery fund amid a COVID-19 pandemic. An unprecedented 1.82 trillion euro deal was finally announced to confront the worst recession in EU's history. European Council President Charles Michel said the agreement shows European leaders believe in their common future. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen hailed the deal as a signal that Europe is able to act. The new development bank will lend Brazil $1 billion to neutralize the economic impact of the COVID-19 pandemic, bringing total loans to Brazil to $4 billion. The funds will be given to the Brazilian government's Emergency Aid Payment Program, designed to help millions of low-income people. The NDB said its financing will help the Brazilian government to ensure a robust physical response to fight the pandemic and allow priority investment to be made, thus supporting the economic recovery. The NDB was established by Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa to mobilize resources for infrastructure and sustainable development projects in 5 countries and other emerging economies and developing countries. Mayors of several U.S. cities have signed a letter urging the federal government to immediately withdraw its forces and halt their unilateral deployment to cities. Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler, along with his 5 counterparts in Chicago, Seattle, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., and Kansas City, said unilateral federal intervention is unacceptable and violates fundamental constitutional protections and tenets of federalism. The death of African-American George Floyd in May has sparked nationwide protests, and Portland has witnessed nightly demonstrations against police brutality and systemic racism. In June, U.S. President Donald Trump signed an executive order to protect monuments and statues from protests, as well as combat criminal activities. In response, the Department of Homeland Security sent federal law enforcement officers to Portland to help the city restore order. However, the role played by the federal troop station in the city was largely questioned and criticized.